tax the rich to pay for healthcare, or would it backfire? That's the debate behind a proposed wealth tax that could be on the California ballot this November. Supporters have to collect about 875,000 signatures by mid-April just to get it on the ballot. But it's already caused a ton of grief among big names in tech and finance, and they're not the only ones. Even Governor Gavin Newsom has come out against it, saying it would hurt the state's finances in the long run.
It's a badly drafted effort. It's already had an outsized impact on this state.
To get a full understanding, let's back up to step one. How would the tax actually work? Could it work? Well, it's a one-time tax of 5% of wealth. Individuals or couples worth more than $1 billion as of the end of this year would have to pay it. That's about 200 people in the entire state. If you're a billionaire and you live here, you'd be subject to the proposed tax. It covers stocks, cash, businesses, just about everything. What it doesn't cover is real estate, and you could exempt up to $5 million of personal property like art or a private jet. 90% of the tax would help cover federal cuts to healthcare. The other 10% would help fund education and food assistance. Unsurprisingly, a lot of people in the tech industry do not like this one bit. One of their biggest claims is that it would cause the wealthy to move to Nevada or Texas or Florida. Here's the problem if that happens. According to state data, more than 40% of California's income tax comes from the top 1% of income earners. So, if lots of the state's rich residents did leave, California's bank account would get smaller. Would they actually leave? It's hard to say. There's some research that indicates that rich people actually rarely move in response to new taxes, and that's because they tend to depend pretty heavily on social and professional ties to, say, Silicon Valley. But also, we've never had a wealth tax like this before. Most of the European countries that have tried it eventually got rid of it.